the 29th of October. This day I put on my half-cloth black stockings and my new coat of the fashion, which pleases me well, and with my beaver I was, after office was done, ready to go to my Lord Mayor's feast, as we are all invited. But the Sir Williams were both loath to go because of the crowd, and so none of us went. And I stayed and dined with them, and so home. And in the evening, by consent, we met at the Dolphin, where other company came to us, and would have been merry, but their wine was so naught, and all other things out of order, that we were not so, but stayed long at night, and so home and to bed. My mind not pleased with the spending of this day, because I proposed a great deal of pleasure to myself this day at Guildhall. This Lord Mayor, it seems, brings up again the custom of Lord Mayors going the day of their instalment to Paul's, and walking around the cross, and offering something at the altar. The 30th of October. All the morning at the office. At noon played on my theorbo, and much pleased therewith, as it is now altered with a new neck. In the afternoon Captain Lambert called me out by appointment, and we walked together to Deptford, and there in his ship the Norwich, I got him to show me every hole and corner of the ship, much to my information and the purpose of my going. So home again, and at Sir William Batten's, heard how he had been already at Sir Robert Slingsby's, as we were all invited, and I intended this night to go. And there he finds all things out of order, and no such thing done tonight, but pretending that the corpse stinks, they will bury it tonight privately, and so will unspeak all their guests, and there shall be no funeral, which I am sorry for, that there should be nothing done for the honour of Sir Robert. But I fear he hath left his family in great distraction. Here I stayed till late at cards with my lady and Mistress Martha, and so home. I sent for a bottle or two of wine thither. At my coming home, I'm sorry to find my wife displeased with her maid, Doll, whose fault is that she cannot keep her peace, but will always be talking in an angry manner, though it be without reason and to no purpose, which I am sorry for, and do see the inconvenience that doth attend the increase of a man's fortune, by being forced to keep more servants, which brings trouble. Sir Henry Vane, Lambert, and others are lately sent suddenly away from the Tower, prisoners to Sicily, but I do not think there is any plot, as is said, but only a pretence, as there was once pretended often against the Cavaliers. The 31st of October. This morning comes Prior of Brampton to me about the houses that he hath to buy of me, but I was forced to be at the office all the morning, and so could then not talk with him. And so after the office was done, and dined at home, I went to my brother Tom's, and there met him. He demanded some abatement, he having agreed with my father for Barton's house at a price which I told him I would not meddle with. But as for anything to secure his title to them, I was ready. And so we parted, I thence to Sir Robert Bernard, and, as his client, did ask his advice about my Uncle Thomas's case, and ours as to Gravely and ours. And in short, he tells me that there is little hopes of recovering it, or saving his annuity, which doth trouble me much, but God's will be done. Thence, with my mind full of trouble, to my Uncle Fenner's, where at the alehouse I find him drinking, and very jolly, and youthsome, and as one that I believe will, in a little time, get a wife. So home. November 1661. The 1st. I went this morning with Sir William Penn by coach to Westminster, and having done my business at Mr. Montague's, I went back to him at Whitehall, and from thence with him to the Three Tun Tavern at Charing Cross, and there sent for up the master of the house's dinner, and dined very well upon it, and afterwards had him and his fair sister, who is very great with Sir William Batten and Sir William Penn in mirth, up to us, and looked over some medals that they showed us of theirs, and so went away to the theatre to the jovial crew, and from thence home, and at my house we were very merry till late, having sent for his son, Mr. William Penn, lately come from Oxford. And after supper, parted, and to bed. The 2nd of November. At the office all the morning, where Sir John Minnis, our new controller, was fetched by Sir William Penn, and myself from Sir William Batten's, and led to his place in the office, the first time that he hath come hither, and he seems a good, fair-conditioned man, and one that I am glad hath the office. After the office done, I to the wardrobe, and there dined, and in the afternoon had an hour or two's talk with my lady with great pleasure, and so, with the two young ladies, by coach to my house, and gave them some entertainment, and so, late at night, sent them home with Captain Ferrers by coach. This night my boy Wainman, as I was in my chamber, I overheard him let off some gunpowder, and hearing my wife chide him below for it, and a noise made, I call him up, and find that it was powder that he had put in his pocket, and a match carelessly with it, thinking that it was out. And so the match did give fire to the powder, and had burned his side, and his hand, that he put into his pocket, to put out the fire. But upon examination, and finding him in a lie about the time and place that he bought it, I did extremely beat him. And though it did trouble me to do it, yet I thought it necessary to do it. So to write by the post, and to bed. The 3rd of November, Lord's Day. This day I stirred not out, but took physic, and it did work very well. And all the day, as I was at leisure, I did read in Fuller's Holy War, which I have of late bought, and did try to make a song in the praise of a liberal genius, as I take my own to be, to all studies and pleasures. But it not proving to my mind, I did reject it, and so proceeded not in it. At night my wife and I had a good supper by ourselves, of a pullet hashed, which pleased me much to see my condition come to allow ourselves a dish like that, and so at night to bed. The 4th of November. In the morning, being very rainy, by coach with Sir William Penn and my wife to Whitehall, and sent her to Mistress Hunt's, and he and I to Mr. Coventry about business, and so sent for her again, and all three home again. Only I to the Mitre, Mr. Rawlinson's, where Mr. Pierce, the purser, had got us a most rare chine of beef and a dish of marrow bones. Our company, my Uncle White, Captain Lambert, one Captain Doves, and purser Barber, Mr. Rawlinson, and ourselves, and very merry. After dinner I took coach and called my wife at my brother's, where I left her, and to the opera, where we saw The Bond Man, which of old we both did so dote on, and do so still, though to both our thinking not so well acted here, having too great expectations, as formerly at Salisbury Court. But for Batterton, he is called by us both the best actor in the world. So home by coach, I lighting by the way at my Uncle White's, and stayed there a little, and so home after my wife, and to bed. The 5th of November. At the office all the morning, at noon came my brother Tom and Mr. Armiger to dine with me, and did, and we were very merry. After dinner, and having drunk a great deal of wine, I went away, seeming to go about business with Sir William Penn to my Lady Batten's, Sir William being at Chatham, and there sat a good while, and then went away. Before I went, I called at home to see whether they were gone, and find them there, and Armiger inviting my wife to go to a play, and like a fool would be courting her. But he is an ass, and lays out money with Tom, otherwise I should not think him worthy half this respect I show him. To the Dolphin, where he and I and Captain Cock sat late and drank much, seeing the boys in the street fling their crackers, this day being kept all the day very strictly in the city. At last broke up and called at my Lady Batten's again, and would have gone to cards, but Sir William Penn was so fuddled that we could not woo him to play, and therefore we parted, and I home and to bed. the 6th of November. Going forth this morning, I met Mr. Davenport and a friend of his, one Mr. Furbisher, to drink their morning draught with me. And I did give it them in good wine and anchovies, and pickled oysters, and took them to the Sun in Fish Street, and there did give them a barrel of good ones and a great deal of wine, and sent for Mr. William Barnard, Sir Robert's son, a grocer thereabouts, and were very merry, and cost me a good deal of money. And at noon left them with my head full of wine, and being invited by a note from Llewellyn that came to my hand this morning in bed. I went to Nicholas Osborne's at the victualling office, and there saw his wife, who he'd lately married, a good sober woman and new come to their house. We had a good dish or two of marrow bones and another of neat's tongues to dinner, and that being done, I bid them adieu, and hastened to Whitehall, calling Mr. Moore, by the way, to my Lord Privy Seal, who will at last force the clerks to bring in a table of their fees, which they have so long denied. But I do not join with them, and so he is very respectful to me. So he desires me to bring in one which I observe in taking of fees, which I will speedily do. So back again, and endeavoured to speak with Thomas Trice, who, I fear, is hatching some mischief, but could not, which vexed me. And so I went home and sat late with pleasure at my lute. And so to bed. The 7th of November. This morning came one Mr. Hill, sent by Mr. Hunt, the instrument maker, to teach me to play on the theorbo. But I do not like his play nor singing, and so I found a way to put him off. So to the office, and then to dinner, and got Mr. Pett, the commissioner, to dinner with me, he and I alone, my wife not being well, and so after dinner parted. And I to Thomas Trice, who in short showed me a writ he hath ready for my father and I promised to answer it. So I went to Dr. Williams, who is now pretty well got up after his sickness, and after that to Mr. Moore, to advise, and so returned home late on foot, with my mind cleared, though not satisfied. I met with letters at home from my lord from Lisbon, which speak of his being well, and he tells me he had seen at the court there, the day before he wrote this letter, the Juego de Toro. So fitted myself for bed. Coming home, I called at my uncle Fenner's, who tells me that Peg Kite hath now declared that she will have the beggarly rogue, the weaver, and so we are resolved neither to meddle nor make with her. The 8th of November. This morning, up early, and to my Lord Chancellor's, with a letter to him from my Lord, and did speak with him. And he did ask me whether I was son to Mr. Talbot Pepys or no, with whom he was once acquainted in the Court of Requests, and spoke to me with great respects. Thence to Westminster Hall, it being term time, and there met with Commissioner Pett. And so at noon, he and I by appointment to the Sun, in New Fish Street, where Sir John Minnis, Sir William Batten, and we all were to dine at an invitation of Captain Stokes and Captain Clarke, and were very merry. And by discourse I find Sir John Minnis a fine gentleman and a very good scholar. After dinner to the wardrobe, and thence to Dr. Williams, who went with me, the first time that he hath been abroad a great while, to the 6 clerk's office, to find me a clerk there, able to advise me in my business with Thomas Trice. And after I had heard them talk, and had given me some comfort, I went to my brother Tom's, and took him with me to my cousin Turner at the Temple, and had his opinion that I shall not pay more than the principal £200, with which I was much pleased, and so home. The 9th of November. At the office all the morning. At noon Mr. Davenport, Phillips, and Mr. William Bernard and Furbisher came by appointment and dined with me, and we were very merry. After dinner I to the wardrobe, and there stayed talking with my lady all the afternoon, till late at night. Among other things, my lady did mightily urge me to lay out money upon my wife, which I perceived was a little more earnest than ordinary, and so I seemed to be pleased with it, and do resolve to bestow a lace upon her. And what with this and other talk, we were exceeding merry. So home at night. The 10th of November. Lord's Day. At our own church in the morning where Mr. Mills preached, thence alone to the wardrobe to dinner with my lady, where my lady continues upon yesterday's discourse still, for me to lay out money upon my wife, which I think it is best for me to do for her honour and my own. Last night died Archibald, my lady's butler, and Mistress Sarah's brother, of a dropsy, which I am troubled at. In the afternoon went and sat with Mr. Turner in his pew at St. Gregory's, where I hear our Queen Catherine, the first time by name as such, publicly prayed for, and heard Dr. Buck upon "Woe unto thee, Chorazin," etc., where he started a difficulty which he left to another time to answer, about why God should give means of grace to those people which he knew would not receive them, and deny to others which he himself confesses, if they had had them, would have received them, and they would have been effectual too. I would I could hear him explain this when he doth come to it. Thence home to my wife, and took her to my aunt White's, and there sat a while with her, my uncle being at Catherine Hill, and so home. And I to Sir William Batten's, where Captain Cock was, and we sent for two bottles of Canary to the Rose, which did do me a great deal of hurt, and did trouble me all night, and indeed came home so out of order that I was loath to say prayers to-night, as I am used ever to do on Sundays, which my wife took notice of, and people of my house, which I was sorry for. The 11th of November. To the wardrobe, and with Mr. Townsend and Moore to the Saracen's Head, to a barrel of oysters. And so Mr. Moore and I to Thomas Trice's, with whom I did first set my hand to answer to a writ of his this term. Thence to the wardrobe to dinner, and there by appointment met my wife, who hath, by my direction, brought some laces, for my lady to choose one for her. And after dinner I went away, and left my wife and lady together, and all their work was about this lace of hers. Captain Ferrers and I went out together, and he carried me, the first time that ever I saw any gaming-house, to one entering into Lincoln's Inn Fields at the end of Bell Yard, where strange the folly of men, to lay and lose so much money, and very glad I was to see the manner of a gamester's life, which I see is very miserable, and poor, and unmanly. And thence he took me to a dancing school in Fleet Street, where we saw a company of pretty girls dance, but I do not in myself like to have young girls exposed to so much vanity. So to the wardrobe, where I find my lady hath agreed upon a lace for my wife of £6, which I seemed much glad of that it was no more, though in my mind I think it too much, and I pray God keep me so to order myself and my wife's expenses, that no inconvenience in purse or honour follow this my prodigality. So by coach home. The 12th of November. At the office all the morning. Dined at home alone. So abroad with Sir William Penn, my wife and I to Bartholomew Fair, with puppets, which I've seen once before, and the play without puppets often. But though I love the play as much as ever I did, yet I do not like the puppets at all, but think it to be a lessening to it. Thence to the Greyhound in Fleet Street, and there drank some raspberry sack and ate some sausages, and so home very merry. This day Holmes came to town, and we do expect hourly to hear what usage he hath from the Duke and the King about this late business of letting the Swedish ambassador go by him without striking his flag. The 13th of November. By appointment, we all went this morning to wait upon the Duke of York, which we did in his chamber as he was dressing himself in his riding suit, to go this day by sea to the Downs. He is in mourning for his wife's grandmother, which is thought a great piece of fondness. After we had given him our letter, relating the bad condition of the navy for want of money, he referred it to his coming back, and so parted. And I to Westminster Hall, and to see La Belle Pierce, and so on foot to my Lord Crewe's, where I find him come to his new house, which is next to that he lived in last. Here I was well received by my lord and Sir Thomas, with whom I had great talk, and he tells me in good earnest that he doth believe the Parliament, which comes to sit again the next week, will be troublesome to the court and clergy, which God forbid. But they see things carried so by my Lord Chancellor and some others that get money themselves, that they will not endure it. From thence to the theatre, and there saw Father's Own Son again. And so, it raining very hard, I went home by coach, with my mind very heavy for this my expenseful life, which will undo me, I fear, after all my hopes, if I do not take up. For now I am coming to lay out a great deal of money in clothes upon my wife, I must forbear other expenses. To bed, and this night begin to lie in the little green chamber where the maids lie. But we could not a great while get Nell to lie there, because I lie there and my wife. But at last, when she saw she must lie there or sit up, she, with much ado, came to bed. The 14th of November. At the office all the morning, at noon, I went by appointment to the Sun in Fish Street, to a dinner of young Mr. Bernard's for myself, Mr. Phillips, Davenport, Weaver, etc., where we had a most excellent dinner, but a pie of such pleasant variety of good things as in all my life I never tasted. Hither came to me Captain Lambert to take his leave of me, he being this day to set sail for the Straits. We drank his farewell and a health to all our friends, and were very merry, and drank wine enough. Hence to the Temple to Mr. Turner about drawing up my bill in Chancery against Thomas Trice, and so to Salisbury Court, where Mistress Turner is come to town to-night, but very ill still of an ague, which I was sorry to see. So to the wardrobe and talked with my lady, and so home and to bed. The 15th of November. At home all the morning, and at noon with my wife to the wardrobe to dinner, and there did show herself to my lady in the handkerchief that she bought the lace for the other day, and indeed it is very handsome. Here I left my wife and went to my Lord Privy Seal to Whitehall, and there did give him a copy of the fees of the office, as I have received them, and he was well pleased with it. So to the opera, where I met my wife and Captain Ferrers and Mademoiselle LeBlanc, and there did see the second part of the Siege of Rhodes, very well done. And so by coach set her home, and the coach driving down the hill through Thames Street, which I think never any coach did before from that place to the Bridgefoot. But going up Fish Street Hill, his horses were so tired that they could not be got to go up the hill, though all the street boys and men did beat and whip them. At last I was fain to send my boy for a link, and so light out of the coach till we got another at the corner of Fenchurch Street, and so home, and to bed. The 16th of November. At the office all the morning, dined at home, and so about my business in the afternoon to the Temple, where I find my Chancery bill drawn against Thomas Trice, which I read, and like it, and so home. The 17th of November, Lord's Day. To our own church, and at noon by invitation Sir William Penn dined with me, and I took Mistress Hester, my Lady Batten's kinswoman, to dinner from church with me, and we were very merry. So to church again, and heard a simple fellow upon the praise of church music, and exclaiming against men's wearing their hats on in the church. But I slept part of the sermon, till later prayer and blessing, and all was done without waking, which I never did in my life. So home, and by comes my Uncle Wight, and my aunt, and Mr. Norbury and his lady, and we drank hard, and were very merry till supper-time. And then we parted, my wife and I, being invited to Sir Penn's, where we also were very merry. And so home to prayers, and to bed. The 18th of November. By coach with Sir William Penn, my wife and I toward Westminster, but seeing Mr. Moore in the street, I liked, and he and I went to Mr. Battersby's, the minister. In my way, I putting in at St. Paul's, where I saw the choristers in their surplices going to prayers, and a few idle poor people and boys to hear them, which is the first time I've ever seen them, and am sorry to see things done so out of order. And there I received £50 more, which makes up £100 that I now have borrowed of him. And so I did tear the old bond for £50, and paying him the use of it, did make a new bond for the whole £100. Here I dined and had a good dinner, and his wife a good pretty woman. There was a young parson at the table that had got himself drunk before dinner, which troubled me to see. After dinner to Mr. Bowyer's at Westminster for my wife, and brought her to the theatre to see Philaster, which I never saw before, but I find it far short of my expectation. So by coach home. The 19th of November. At the office all the morning, and coming home, find Mr. Hunt with my wife in the chamber alone, which, God forgive me, did trouble my head. But remembering that it was washing day, and that there was no place else with a fire for him to be in, it being also cold weather, I was at ease again. He dined with us, and after dinner took coach and carried him with us as far as my cousin Scott's, where we set him down and parted. And my wife and I stayed there at the christening of my cousin's boy, where my cousin, Samuel Pepys of Ireland, and I were godfathers, and I did name the child Samuel. There was a company of pretty women there in the chamber, but we stayed not, and went with the minister into another room, and ate and drank. And at last, when most of the women were gone, Samuel and I went into my cousin Scott, who was got off her bed, and so we stayed and talked and were very merry, my she-cousin Stradwick being godmother. And then I left my wife to go home by coach, and I walked to the Temple about my law business. And there, receiving a subpoena for Thomas Trice, I carried it myself to him at the usual house at Doctor's Commons, and did give it him, and so home and to bed. It cost me 20 shillings between the midwife and the two nurses today. The 20th of November. To Westminster Hall by water in the morning, where I saw the King going in his barge to the Parliament House, this being the first day of their meeting again. And the bishops, I hear, do take their places in the Lord's House this day. I walked long in the hall, but hear nothing of news but what Ned Pickering tells me, which I am troubled at, that Sir John Minnis should send word to the King that if he did not remove all my Lord Sandwich's captains out of this fleet, he believed the King would not be master of the fleet at its coming home again, and so doth endeavour to bring disgrace upon my Lord. But I hope that all will not do, for the King loves him. Hence by water to the wardrobe, and dined with my Lady Wright being there too, whom I find to be a witty but very conceited woman and proud. And after dinner Mr. Moore and I to the Temple, and there he read my bill, and likes it well enough. And so we came back again, he with me as far as the lower end of Cheapside, and there I gave him a pint of sack, and parted. And I home, and went seriously to look over my papers touching Thomas Trice, and think I have found some that will go near to do me more good in this difference of ours than all I have before. So to bed, with my mind cheery upon it, and lay long reading Hobbes his Liberty and Necessity, and a little, but a very shrewd piece. And so to sleep. The 21st of November. In the morning, again at looking over the last night's papers, and by and by comes Mr. Moore, who finds that my papers may do me much good. He stayed and dined with me, and we had a good sirloin of roast beef, the first that ever I had of my own buying since I kept house. And after dinner, he and I to the Temple, and there showed Mr. Smallwood my papers, who likes them well. And so I left them with him, and went with Mr. Moore to Gray's Inn to his chamber. And there he showed me his old Camden's Britannia, which I intend to buy of him, and so took it away with me, and left it at St. Paul's Churchyard to be bound. And so home and to the office all the afternoon, it being the first afternoon that we have sat, which we are now to do always, so long as the Parliament sits, who this day have voted the King £120,000 to be raised to pay his debts, and after the office with Sir William Batten to the Dolphin, and drank and left him there, and I again to the Temple about my business, and so on foot home again, and to bed. The 22nd of November. Within all the morning, and at noon with my wife by appointment to dinner at the Dolphin, where Sir William Batten and his lady and daughter Matt, and Captain Cock and his lady, a German lady, but a very great beauty, and we dined together at the spending of some wagers won and lost between him and I. And there we had the best music and very good songs, and were very merry and danced. But I was most of all taken with Madam Cock and her little boy, which in mirth his father hath given to me. But after all our mirth comes a reckoning of £4, besides 40 shillings to the music, which did trouble us. But it must be paid, and so I took leave and left them there about 8 at night, and on foot went to the Temple, and there took my cousin Turner's man Roger, and went by his advice to Sergeant Fontaine, and told him our case, who gives me good comfort in it, and I gave him 30 shillings fee. So home again, and to bed. This day a good pretty maid was sent my wife by Mary Bowyer, which my wife hath hired. The 23rd of November. To Westminster with my wife, she to her father's, and about 10 o'clock back again home, and there I to the office a little, and thence by coach with Commissioner Pett to Cheapside, to one Saville, a painter, who I intend shall do my picture and my wife's. Thence I to dinner to the Wardrobe, and so home to the office, and there all the afternoon till night, and then both Sir Williams to my house, and in comes Captain Cock, and they to cards. By and by Sir William Batten and Cock, after drinking a good deal of wine, went away, and Sir William Penn stayed with my wife and I to supper, very pleasant, and so good night. This day I had a chine of beef sent home, which I bespoke to send, and did send it, as a present to my Uncle White. The 24th of November, Lord's Day. Up early and by appointment to St. Clement's Lane to church, and there to meet Captain Cock, who hath often commended Mr. Allsop their minister to me, who is indeed an able man, but as all things else did not come up to my expectation. His text was that all good and perfect gifts are from above. Thence Cock and I to the Sun Tavern behind the Exchange, and there met with others that are come from the same church, and stayed and drank and talked with them a little, and so broke up, and I to the Wardrobe, and there dined, and stayed all the afternoon with my lady alone, talking, and thence to see Madam Turner, who, poor lady, continues very ill, and I begin to be afeard of her. Thence homewards, and meeting Mr. Young the upholster, he and I to the Mitre, and with Mr. Rawlinson sat, and drank a quart of sack, and so I to Sir William Batten's, and there stayed and supped, and so home, where I find an invitation sent my wife and I to my Uncle White's on Tuesday next, to the chine of beef which I presented them with yesterday. So to prayers and to bed. The 25th of November. To Westminster Hall in the morning with Captain Lambert, and there he did at the Dog give me and some other friends of his foy, he being to set sail today toward the Straits. Here we had oysters and good wine. Having this morning met in the hall with Mr. Zanchi, we appointed to meet at the play this afternoon. At noon, at the rising of the house, I met with Sir William Penn, and with him and Major General Massey, who I find by discourse to be a very ingenious man, and among other things, a great master in the secrecies of powder and fireworks. And another night to dinner at the Swan in the palace yard, and our meat brought from the Leg. And after dinner Sir William Penn and I to the theatre, and there saw The Country Captain, a dull play, and that being done, I left him with his Tories, and went to the opera, and saw the last act of The Bondman, and there find Mr. Zanchi, and Mistress Mary Archer, sister to the fair Betty, whom I did admire at Cambridge, and thence took them to the Fleece in Covent Garden, there to bid good night to Sir William Penn, who stayed for me. But Mr. Zanshi could not by any argument get his lady to trust herself with him into the tavern, which she was much troubled at, and so we returned immediately into the city by coach, and at the Mitre in Cheapside, there light and drank, and then set her at her uncle's in the Old Jewry. And so he and I back again thither, and drank till past 12 at night, till I had drank something too much, he all the while telling me of his intentions to get this girl, who is worth £1,000. And many times we had her sister Betty's health, whose memory I love. At last parted, and I well home, only have got cold and was hoarse, and so to bed. The 26th of November. Not well in the morning, and lay long in bed. At last rise, and at noon with my wife to my Uncle White's, where we met Mr. Cole, Mr. Rawlinson, Norbury and his wife, and her daughter, and other friends to the chine of beef that I am sent them the other day, and eat, and were merry. By and by I am called to the office, whither I went, and there we sat late. And after the office done, Sir William's both and I, and Captain Cock and Mr. Bence, who, being drunk, showed himself by his talk a bold fool, and so we were fain to put him off and get him away, we sat till 9 o'clock by ourselves in the office, talking and drinking 3 or 4 bottles of wine. And so home and to bed. My wife and her maid Dorothy falling out, I was troubled at it. The 27th of November. This morning our maid Dorothy and my wife parted, which though she be a wench for her tongue not to be borne with, yet I was loath to part with her. But I took my leave kindly of her, and went out to Savills the painter, and there sat the first time for my face with him, thence to dinner with my lady, and so after an hour or two's talk in divinity with my lady, Captain Ferrers and Mr. Moore and I to the theatre, and there saw Hamlet, very well done. And so I home, and find that my lady hath been with my Aunt White and Ferrers to wait on my lady today, this afternoon, and there danced and were very merry, and my lady very fond, as she is alway of my wife. So to bed. The 28th of November. At home all the morning. At noon Will brought me from Whitehall, whither I had sent him, some letters from my Lord Sandwich from Tangier, where he continues still, and hath done some execution upon the Turks, and retaken an Englishman from them, of one Mr. Parker's, a merchant in Mark Lane. In the afternoon Mr. Pett and I met at the office. There being none more there than we two, I saw there was not the reverence due to us observed, and so I took occasion to break up, and took Mr. Gordon along with me, and he and I, though it rained, were resolved to go, he to my lord's treasurer's, and I to the chancellor's, with a letter from my lord to-day. So to a tavern at the end of Mark Lane, and there we stayed till, with much ado, we got a coach, and so to my lord treasurer's, and lost our labours. Then to the chancellor's, and there I met with Mr. Dugdale, and with him and one Mr. Simons, I think that belongs to my lord Hatton, and Mr. Kipps, and others, to the Fountain Tavern, and there stayed till 12 at night, drinking and singing, Mr. Simons and one Mr. Agar singing very well. Then Mr. Gordon, being almost drunk, had the wit to be gone, and so I took leave too, and it being a fine moonshine night, he and I footed it all the way home, but though he was drunk, he went such a pace as I do admire how he was able to go. When I come home, I find our new maid Sarah come, who is a tall and a very well-favoured wench, and one that I think will please us. So to bed. The 29th of November. I lay long in bed till Sir William's both sent me a word that we were to wait upon the Duke of York to-day, and that they would have me to meet them at Westminster Hall at noon. So I rose and went thither, and there I understand that they are gone to Mr. Coventry's lodgings in the old palace yard to dinner, the first time I knew that he hath any. And there I met them too in Sir George Carteret, and had a very fine dinner and good welcome in discourse. And so by water after dinner to Whitehall, to the Duke, who met us in his closet. And there he did discourse to us the business of homes, and did desire of us to know what hath been the common practice about making of foreign ships to strike sail to us, which they did all do as much as they could, but I could say nothing to it, which I was sorry for. So indeed I was forced to study a lie. And so, after we were gone from the Duke, I told Mr. Coventry that I had heard Mr. Selden often say that he could prove that in Henry the Seventh's time he did give commission to his captains to make the King of Denmark's ships to strike to him in the Baltic. From thence Sir William Penn and I to the theatre, but it was so full that we could hardly get any room, so we went up to one of the boxes, and I into the 18-pence places, and there saw Love at First Sight, a play of Mr. Killigrew's, and the first time that it hath been acted since before the Troubles, and great expectation there was. But I find the play to be a poor thing, and so I perceive everybody else do. So home, calling at Paul's Churchyard for a mare clausum, having it in my mind to write a little matter, what I can gather about the business of striking sail, and present it to the Duke, which I now think will be a good way to make myself known. So home, and to bed. The 30th of November. In the morning to the Temple, Mr. Phillips's and Dr. Williams, about my several law matters. And so to the wardrobe, to dinner, and after dinner stole away, my lady not dining out of her chamber. And so home and there to the office all the afternoon. And that being done, Sir William Batten and I, and Captain Cock, got a bottle of sack into the office, and there we sat late and drank and talked. And so home and to bed. I am this day in very good health, only got a little cold. The Parliament hath sat a pretty while. The old condemned judges of the late King have been brought before the Parliament, and like to be hanged. I am deep in Chancery against Thomas Trice, God give a good issue, and my mind under great trouble for my late great expending of money vainly, which God stop for the future. This is the last day for the old state's coin to pass in common payments, but they say it is to pass in public payments to the King 3 months still. December 1661. The first, Lord's Day. In the morning at church and heard Mr. Mills. At home, dined and with me, by appointment, Mr. Zanchy, who should have brought his mistress, Mistress Mary Archer of Cambridge, but she could not come. But we had a good dinner for him, and so in the afternoon my wife went to church, and he and I stayed at home and drank and talked, and he stayed with me till night, and supped with me. When I expected to have seen Jack Cole and Lemuel Wagstaff, but they did not come. We this day cut a brave collar of brawn from Winchcombe, which proves very good, and also opened the glass of gherkins, which Captain Cock did give my wife the other day, which are rare things. So at night to bed. There hath lately been great clapping up of some old statesmen, such as Ireton, Moyer, and others, and they say upon a great plot, but I believe no such thing. But it is but justice that they should be served as they served the poor cavaliers, and I believe it will oftentimes be so as long as I live, whether there be cause or no. This evening my brother Tom was with me, and I did talk again to him about Mr. Townsend's daughter, and I do intend to put the business in hand. I pray God give a good end to it. The 2nd of December. To Savile's, the painter's, but he not being well, I could do nothing more there, and so I returned home, and in my way met Mr. Moore, and took him with me home, where we stayed and talked all the morning, and he dined with me. And after dinner went away to the Privy Seal, this being our first day this month. By and by called on by Mr. Zanchy and his mistress, and with them by coach to the opera to see The Mad Lover, but not much pleased with the play. That done, home all to my house, where they stayed and supped and were merry, and at last, late, bad good night, and so we to bed. The 3rd of December. To the painter's, and sat and had more of my picture done. But it doth not please me, for I fear it will not be like me. At noon from thence to the wardrobe, where dinner not being ready, Mr. Moore and I to the Temple about my little business at Mr. Turner's, and so back again. And dinner being half done, I went in to my lady, where my Lady Wright was at dinner with her. And all our talk about the great happiness that my Lady Wright says there is in being in the fashion, and in variety of fashions, in scorn of others that are not so, as citizens' wives and country gentlewomen, which, though it did displease me enough, yet I said nothing to it. Thence by water to the office, through bridge, being carried by him in oars, that the other day rode in a scull faster than my oars to the Tower, and I did give him sixpence. At the office all the afternoon, and at night home to read in Mare Clausum till bedtime, and so to bed. But had a very bad night by dreams of my wife's riding with me, and her horse throwing her and breaking her leg. And then I dreamt that I had one of my testicles swelled, and in such pain that I waked with it, and had a great deal of pain there a very great while, till I fell asleep again. And such apprehensions I had of it, that when I rose and trussed up myself, thinking that it had been no dream, till, in the daytime, I found myself very well at ease, and remembered that I did dream so, and did dream that Mr. Creed was with me, and that I did complain to him of it, and he said he had the same pain in his left, which I had in my right stone, which pleased me much to remember. The 4th of December. To Westminster Hall with both Sir Williams, then by water, where I saw a man lie dead upon Westminster stairs that had been drowned yesterday, to the Temple, and thence to Mr. Phillips, and got my copy of Sturtlow Lands. So back to the Three Tuns at Charing Cross, and there met the two Sir Williams, and Colonel Treswell, and Mr. Faulkner, and dined there at Sir William Penn's cost. And after dinner by water to Cheapside to the painter's, and there find my wife. And having sat a little, she and I by coach to the opera and theatre. But coming too late to both, and my mind being a little out of tune, we returned, and I settled to read in Mare Clausum till bedtime. And so to bed. The 5th of December. This morning I went early to the painter's, and there sat for my picture, the fourth time. But it doth not yet please me, which doth much trouble me. Thence to the Treasury office, where I find Sir William Batten come before me, and there we set to pay off the St. George. By and by came Sir William Penn, and he and I stayed while Sir William Batten went home to dinner, and then he came again, and Sir William Penn and I went and dined at our house, and had two mince pies sent thither by our order from the messenger, Slater, that had dressed some victuals for us. And so we were very merry, and after dinner rode out in his coach, he to Whitehall, and my wife and I to the opera, and saw Hamlet well performed. Thence to the Temple and Mistress Turner's, who continues still very ill, and so home and to bed. The 6th of December. Lay long in bed, and then to Westminster Hall, and there walked, and then with Mr. Spicer, Hawley, Washington, and little Mr. Ashwell, my old friends at the Exchequer, to the Dog, and there gave them two or three quarts of wine, and so away to Whitehall, where at Sir George Carteret's, Sir Williams both and I dined very pleasantly. And after dinner, by appointment, came the governors of the East India Company, to sign and seal the contract between us, in the King's name, and them. And that done, we all went to the King's closet, and there spoke with the King and the Duke of York, who promised to be very careful. And after dinner, by appointment, came the governors of the East India Company to sign and seal the contract between us, in the king's name, and them. And that done, we all went to the king's closet, and there spoke with the king and the Duke of York, who promised to be very careful of the India trade to the utmost. So back to Sir George Carteret's, and ended our business, and so away homewards. But Sir William Batten, offering to go to the Three Tuns at Charing Cross, where the pretty maid, the daughter of the house, is, I was saying that that tickled Sir William Penn. He seemed to take these words very heinously and angrily, which I saw, and seemed indifferent to go home in his coach with them, and so took leave to go to the council chamber to speak with my Lord Privy Seal, which I did, but they did stay for me, which I was pleased at. But no words passed between him and me in all our way home. So home, and to bed. The 7th of December. This morning came Captain Ferrers, and the German, Emmanuel Luffer, who goes as one of my lord's footmen, though he deserves much a better preferment, to take their leave of me. And here I got the German to play upon my theorbo, which he did both below and in my wife's chamber, who was in bed. He plays rarely, and I find by him that my lute is a most excellent lute. I did give them a mince pie and collar of brawn, and some wine for their breakfast, and were very merry, and sent for Mr. Adams, our neighbour, to drink Mr. Shepley's health. At last we all parted. But within a quarter of an hour after they were gone, and my wife and I were talking about buying of a fine scallop, which is brought her this morning by a woman to be sold, which is to cost her 45 shillings, in comes the German back again, all of a gore blood, which I wondered at, and tells me that he is afeard that the captain is killed by the watermen at Tower Stairs. So I presently went thither, and found that upon some rude pressing of the watermen to ply the captain, he struck one of them with his cane, which they would not take, but struck him again, and then the German drew his sword and ran at one of them. But they were both soundly beaten. The captain is, however, got to the hoy that carries him and the pages to the downs, and I went into the alehouse at the stairs, and got them to deliver the captain's feathers, which one from the captain was come to demand, and went home again, and there find my wife dressing of the German's head, and so did give him a cravat for his neck, and a crown in his purse, and sent him away again. Then came Mr. Moore and he and I to Westminster, and so to Worcester House, to see Mr. Montague before he goes away, this night. But could not see him, nor do I think he hath a mind to see us, for fear of our demanding of money of him for anything. So back to Whitehall, and ate a bit of meat at Wilkinson's, and then to the Privy Seal, and sealed there, the first time this month. And among other things that passed, there was a patent for Roger Palmer, Madam Palmer's husband, to be Earl of Castlemaine and Baron of Limerick in Ireland. But the honour is tied up to the males got on the body of this wife, the Lady Barbary, the reason whereof everybody knows. That done, by water to the office, where I find Sir William Penn have been alone all this night, and was just rose. And so I to him, and with him I find Captain Holmes, who hath wrote his case and gives me a copy, as he hath many among his friends, and presented the same to the king and council, which I shall make use of in my attempt of writing something concerning the business of striking sail, which I am now about. But he doth cry out against Sir John Menace as the veriest knave and rogue and coward in the world, which I was glad to hear, because he hath given out bad words concerning my lord, though I am sorry it is so. Here Captain Cox then came in, and he and I stayed a good while, and so good night. Home, and wrote by the post to my father, and so to bed. The 8th of December, Lord's Day. In bed all the morning, thinking to take physic, but it being a frost, my wife would not have me. So to dinner at the wardrobe, and after a great deal of good discourse with my lady after dinner, and, among other things, of the great christening yesterday at Mr. Rumble's, and courtiers and pomp that was there, which I wonder at, I went away, up and down into all the churches almost between that place and my house, and so home. And then came my brother Tom, and stayed and talked with me. And I hope he will do very well, and get money. So to supper and to bed. This morning, as I was in bed, one brings me Thomas Trice's answer to my bill in Chancery from Mr. Smallwood, which I am glad to see, though afeard it will do me hurt. The 9th of December. To Whitehall, and thence to the Rhenish Wine House, where I met Monsieur Esquier, and there took leave of him, he being to go this night to the Downs towards Portugal, and so spent all the morning. At noon to dinner to the Wardrobe, where my Lady Wright was, who did talk much upon the worth and the desert of gallantry, and that there was none fit to be courtiers but such as have been abroad and know fashions, which I endeavoured to oppose, and was troubled to hear her talk so, though she be a very wise and discreet lady in other things. From thence Mr. Moore and I to the Temple, about my law business with my cousin Turner, and there we read over Thomas Trice's answer to my bill, and advised thereupon, what to do in his absence, he being to go out of town tomorrow. Thence he and I to Mr. Walpole, my attorney, whom I never saw before, and we all to an alehouse hard by, and there we talked of our business, and he put me into great hopes, but he is but a young man, and so I do not depend so much upon his encouragement. So by coach home, and to supper, and to bed, having stayed up till 12 at night, writing letters to my Lord Sandwich, and all my friends with him at sea, to send tomorrow by Monsieur Esquier, who goes tomorrow post to the Downs, to go along with the fleet to Portugal. The 10th of December. To Whitehall, and there, finding Monsieur Esquier to be gone, I sent my letters by a porter to the post-house in Southwark, to be sent by dispatch to the Downs. So to dinner to my Lord Crewe's by coach, and in my way had a stop of above an hour and a half, which is a great trouble this Parliament time, but it cannot be helped. However, I got thither before my Lord came from the house, and so dined with him, and dinner done, home to the office, and there sat late, and so home. The 11th of December. My brother Tom and then Mr. Moore came to me this morning and stayed a while with me, and then I went out and in my way met Mr. Howell, the turner, who invited me to dine this day at Mr. Rawlinson's with some friends of his, officers of the Tower, at a venison pasty, which I promised him. And so I went to the Old Bailey, and there stayed and drank with him, who told me the whole story how Peg Kite hath married herself to a weaver, an ugly fellow, to her undoing, of which I am glad that I have nothing to do in it. From thence home, and put on my velvet coat, and so to the Mitre to dinner, according to my promise this morning. But going up into the room, I find at least 12 or more persons, and knew not the face of any of them, and so I went down again. And though I met Mr. Young, the upholster, yet I would not be persuaded to stay, but went away, and walked to the Exchange and up and down, and was very hungry. And from thence home, where I understand Mr. Howell was come for me to go thither, but I am glad I was not at home. And my wife was gone out by coach to Clerkenwell, to see Mistress Margaret Penn, who was at school there. So I went to see Sir William Penn, who for this 2 or 3 days hath not been well, and he and I, after some talk, took a coach and went to Moorfields, and there walked, though it was very cold, an hour or two, and went into an alehouse. And there I drank some ale, and ate some bread and cheese, but he would not eat a bit. So being very merry, we went by coach home again, he to his lodgings, and I by promise to Sir William Batten's, where he and my lady are gone out of town. And so Mistress Martha was at home alone, and Mistress Moore, and there I supped upon some good things left of yesterday's dinner there, where dined a great deal of company, Sir Richard Brown and others. And by comes in Captain Cox, who promised to be here with me, but he stayed very late, and had been drinking somewhere, and was very drunk, and so very capricious, which I was troubled to see in a man that I took for a very wise and wary man. So I home and left him there, and so to bed. The 12th of December. We lay long in bed, then up and made me ready, and by and by comes Will Bowyer and Mr. Gregory, my old Exchequer friends, to see me, and I took them to the Dolphin, and there did give them a good morning draught, and so parted, and invited them, and all my old Exchequer acquaintance, to come and dine with me there on Wednesday next. From thence to the Wardrobe, and there dined with my lady, where her brother, Mr. John Crewe, dined also, and a strange gentlewoman dined at the table as a servant of my lady's, but I know her not, and so I was afeard that poor Mademoiselle was gone. But I since understand that she has come as housekeeper to my lady, and is a married woman. From thence to Westminster to the Lord's house, to meet my Lord Privy Seal, who appointed to seal there this afternoon. But by and by word is brought that he has come to Whitehall, and so we are fain to go thither to him. And there we stayed to seal, till it was so late, that though I got leave to go away before he had done, yet the office was done before I could get thither. And so I to William Penn's, and there sat and talked and drank with him, and so home. The 13th of December. At home all the morning, being by the cold weather, which for these 2 days hath been frost, in some pain in my bladder. Dined at home, and then with my wife to the painter's, and there she sat the first time to be drawn, while I all the while stood looking on a pretty lady's picture, whose face did please me extremely. At last, he having done, I find that the dead colour of my wife is good, above what I expected, which pleases me exceedingly. So home and to the office about some special business, where Sir William's both were, and from thence with them to the Steelyard, where my Lady Batten and others come to us. And there we drank and had music and Captain Cox's company, and he paid all, and so late back again home by coach, and so to bed. The 14th of December. All the morning at home, lying abed with my wife till 11 o'clock. Such a habit we have got this winter of lying long abed. Dined at home, and in the afternoon to the office. There sat late, and so home and to bed. The 15th of December, Lord's Day. To church in the morning, where our young reader begun the first day to read. Sir William Penn dined with me, and we were merry. Again to church, and so home and all alone, read till bedtime, and so to prayers and to bed. I have been troubled this day about a difference between my wife and her maid, Nell, who is a simple slut, and I am afeard we shall find her a cross-grained wench. I am now full of study about writing something about our making of strangers strike to us at sea, and so am altogether reading Selden and Grotius and such other authors to that purpose. The 16th of December. Up by 5 o'clock this morning by candlelight, which I have not been of many a day, being called up by one Mr. Bollen, by appointment, who hath business to be done with my Lord Privy Seal this morning. And so by coach calling Mr. Moore at the Wardrobe to Chelsea, and there did get my Lord to seal it. And so back again to Westminster Hall, and thence to my Lord Sandwich's lodgings, where I met my wife, who had been to see Mistress Hunt, who was brought to bed the other day of a boy, and got a joint of meat thither from the cook's, and she and I and Sarah dined together, and after dinner to the opera, where there was a new play, Cutter of Coleman Street, made in the year 1658, with reflection much upon the late times. And it being the first time, the pay was doubled, and so to save money my wife and I went up into the gallery, and there sat and saw very well. And a very good play it seems, of Cowley's making. From thence by coach home, and to bed. The 17th of December. Up and to the painter's to see how we went forward in our pictures, so back again to dinner at home, and then was sent for to the Privy Seal, whither I was forced to go and stay so long and late that I was much vexed. At last we got all done, and then made haste to the office, where they were sat, and there we sat late, and so home and to supper, and to Selden Mare Clausum, and so to bed. The 18th of December. At the office upon business extraordinary all the morning, then to my Lady Sandwich's to dinner, whither my wife, who had been at the painter's, came to me, and there dined. And there I left her, and to the Temple, my brother's, and to see Mistress Turner, who begins to be better, and so back to my lady's, where much made of, and so took my wife home by coach, and at home to my study till bedtime, and so to bed. The 19th of December. This morning my wife dressed herself fine to go to the christening of Mistress Hunt's child, and so she and I in the way in the morning went to the painter's, and there she sat till noon, and I all the while looking over great variety of good prints which he hath. And by comes my boy to tell us that Mr. Hunt hath been at our house to tell us that the christening is not till Saturday next. So after the painter had done, I did like the picture pretty well. And my wife and I went by coach home. But in the way I took occasion to fall out with my wife very highly, about her ribbons being ill-matched and of two colours, and to very high words, so that I, like a passionate fool, did call her whore, for which I was afterwards sorry. But I set her down at home and went myself by appointment to the Dolphin, where Sir William Warren did give us all a good dinner, and that being done, to the office, and there sat late, and so home. The 20th of December. Lay long in bed, and then up and so to the wardrobe to dinner, and from thence out with Mr. Moore toward my house, and in our way met with Mr. Swan, my old acquaintance, and we to a tavern, where we had enough of his old simple religious talk, and is still a coxcomb in those things as he ever was, and tells me he is setting out a book called The Unlawful Use of Lawful Things. But a very simple fellow he is, and so I leave him. So we drank, and at last parted, and Mr. Moore and I into Cornhill, it being dark night, and in the street, and on the exchange, discoursed about the dominion of the sea, wherein I am lately so much concerned. And so I home and sat late up reading of Mr. Selden, and so to bed. The 21st of December. To Whitehall, to the Privy Seal, where my Lord Privy Seal did tell us he would seal no more this month, for that he goes 30 mile out of town to keep his Christmas, at which I was glad, but only afeard lest anything of the King's should force us to go after him to get a seal in the country. Thence to Westminster Hall, having by the way drank with Mistress Sarah and Mistress Betty at my Lord's lodgings, and thence taken by some exchequer men to the Dog, where it being St. Thomas's Day, by custom they have a general meeting, a dinner. There I was, and all very merry. And there I spoke to Mr. Falkenberg, to look whether he could, out of Doomsday Book, give me anything concerning the sea, and the dominion thereof, which he says he will look after. Thence taking leave to my brother's, and there, by appointment, met with Prior of Brampton, who hath money to pay me, but desiring some advice, he stays till Monday. So by coach home to the office, where I was vexed to see Sir William's both, seemed to think so much that I should be a little out of the way, saying that without their register they were not a committee, which I take in some dudgeon, and see clearly that I must keep myself at a little distance with them, and not crouch, or else I shall never keep myself up even with them. So home, and write letters by the post. This evening my wife came home from christening Mistress Hunt's son, his name John. And a merchant in Mark Lane came along with her, that was her partner. So after my business was done, and read something in Mr. Selden, I went to bed. The 22nd of December, Lord's Day. To church in the morning, where the reader made a boyish young sermon. Home to dinner, and there I took occasion, from the blackness of the meat as it came out of the pot, to fall out with my wife and the maids for their sluttery, and so left the table and went up to read in Mr. Selden till church time. And then my wife and I to church, and there in the pew with the rest of the company was Captain Holmes in his gold-laced suit, at which I was troubled, because of the old business which he attempted upon my wife. So, with my mind troubled, I sat still, but by and by I took occasion from the rain now holding up, it raining when we came into the church, to put my wife in mind of going to the christening, which she was invited to, of Ned Osborne's child, which she did, and so went out of the pew, and my mind was eased. So home after sermon, and there came by appointment Dr. Thomas Pepys, Will Joyce, and my brother Tom, and supped with me. And very merry they were, and I seemed to be, but I was not pleased at all with their company. So they being gone, we went to bed. The 23rd of December. Early up and by coach, before daylight, to the wardrobe, and took up Mr. Moore, and he and I to Chelsea, to my Lord Privy Seal, and there sealed some things, he being to go out of town for all Christmas tomorrow. So back again to Westminster, and from thence by water to the Treasury Office, where I find Sir William Penn paying off the Sophia and Griffin, and there I stayed with him till noon, and having sent for some collar of beef and a minced pie, we ate and drank, and so I left him there, and to my brother's by appointment to meet Prior, but he came not, so I went and saw Mistress Turner, who continues weak. And by word was brought me that Prior's man was come to Tom's, and so I went and told out £128, which I am to receive of him. But Prior not coming, I went away and left the money by his desire with my brother all night, and they to come to me tomorrow morning. So I took coach, and lighting at my bookseller's in Paul's Churchyard, I met there with Mr. Crumlum, and the second master of Paul's school, and thence I took them to the Star, and there we sat and talked, and I had great pleasure in their company, and very glad I was of meeting him so accidentally, I having omitted too long to go to see him. Here, in discourse of books, I did offer to give the school what book he would choose of £5. So we parted, and I home, and to Mr. Selden, and then to bed. The 24th of December. Home all the morning and dined at home, and in the afternoon to the office, and so home. The 25th of December. Christmas Day. In the morning to church, where at the door of our pew I was fain to stay, because that the sexton had not opened the door. A good sermon of Mr. Mills. Dined at home all alone, and taking occasion from some fault in the meat to complain of my maid's sluttery, my wife and I fell out, and I up to my chamber in a discontent. After dinner my wife comes up to me, and all friends again, and she and I to walk upon the leads. And there Sir William Penn called us, and we went to his house, and supped with him. But before supper, Captain Cock came to us half drunk, and begun to talk. But Sir William Penn, knowing his humour, and that there was no end of his talking, drinks four great glasses of wine to him, one after another, healths to the king, etc., and by that means made him drunk, and so he went away. And so we sat down to supper, and were merry, and so after supper home and to bed. The 26th of December. This morning Sir William Penn and I to the Treasury Office, and there we paid off the Amity, Captain Stokes's ship that was at Guinea, and another ship, and so home. And after dinner Sir William came to me, and he and his son and daughter and I, and my wife, by coach to Moorfields to walk. But it was most foul weather, and so we went into an alehouse, and there ate some cakes and ale, and a wassail bowl woman and girl came to us and sung to us. And after all was done, I called my boy, Wainman, to us to eat some cake that was left, and the woman of the house told us that he had called for two cakes and a pot of ale for himself, at which I was angry, and I am resolved to correct him for it. So home, and Sir William Penn and his son and daughter to supper to me to a good turkey, and were merry at cards, and so to bed. The 27th of December. In the morning to my bookseller's to bespeak a Stephen's Thesaurus, for which I offer £4 to give to Paul's school, and from thence to Paul's church, and there I heard Dr. Gunning preach a good sermon upon the day, being St. John's Day, and did hear him tell a story, which he did persuade us to believe to be true, that St. John and the Virgin Mary did appear to Gregory, a bishop, at his prayer to be confirmed in the faith, which I did wonder to hear from him. Here I met with Mr. Crumlum, and told him of my endeavours to get Stevens's Thesaurus for the school, and so home, and after dinner comes Mr. Falkenberg to see me, and at his desire I sent over for his kinsman, Mr. Knightley the merchant, and so he came over and sat and drank with us. And at his request I went over with him, and there I sat till the evening, and till both Mr. Knightley and Mr. Falkenberg, for whom I sent my boy to get a coach to carry him to Westminster, were both drunk. So home, and finding my wife gone to Sir William Penn's, I went thither, and there I sat and played at cards and supped, and so home, and to bed. The 28th of December. At home all the morning, and in the afternoon, all of us at the office upon a letter from the Duke for the making up of a speedy estimate of all the debts of the Navy, which put into good forwardness I home and Sir William Penn to my house, who with his children stayed playing at cards late, and so to bed. The 29th of December, Lord's Day. Long in bed with my wife, and though I had determined to go to dine with my wife at my lady's, chiefly to put off dining with Sir William Penn today, because Holmes dined there, yet I could not get a coach time enough to go thither, and so I dined at home, and my brother Tom with me. And then a coach came, and I carried my wife to Westminster, and she went to see Mistress Hunt, and I to the Abbey, and there meeting with Mr. Hooper, he took me in among the choir, and there I sang with them their service. And so, that being done, I walked up and down till night, for that Mr. Coventry was not come to Whitehall since dinner yet. At last I went thither, and he was come, and I spoke with him about some business of the office, and so took leave of him, and sent for my wife and the coach, and so to the wardrobe, and supped and stayed very long talking with my lady, who seems to dote every day more and more upon us. So home, and to prayers, and to bed. The 30th of December. At the office, about the estimate, and so with my wife and Sir William Penn to see our pictures, which do not much displease us. And so back again, and I stayed at the Mitre, whither I had invited all my old acquaintance of the Exchequer to a good chine of beef, which with 3 barrels of oysters and 3 pullets and plenty of wine and mirth was our dinner. There was about 12 of us, among others Mr. Bowyer, the old man, and Mr. Falkenberg, Shadwell, Taylor, Spicer, Woodruff, who by reason of some friend that dined with him came to us after dinner, Servington, etc. And here I made them a foolish promise to give them one this day 12 month, and so for ever while I live. But I do not intend it. Here I stayed as long as I could keep them, and so home to Sir William Penn, who, with his children and my wife, hath been at a play today, and saw D'Ambois, which I never saw. Here we stayed late at supper, and playing at cards, and so home and to bed. The 31st of December. My wife and I this morning to the painter's, and there she sat the last time, and I stood by, and did tell him some little things to do, that now her picture, I think, will please me very well. And after her, her little black dog sat in her lap and was drawn, which made us very merry. So home to dinner, and so to the office, and there late, finishing our estimate of the debts of the Navy to this day, and it comes to near £374,000. So home, and after supper, and my barber had trimmed me, I sat down to end my journal for this year. And my condition at this time, by God's blessing, is thus. My health, only upon catching cold, which brings great pain in my back and making of water, as it used to be when I had the stone, very good, and so my wife's in all respects. My servants, Will Hewer, Sarah, Nell, and Wainman. My house at the Navy office. I suppose myself to be worth about £500 clear in the world, and my goods of my house my own, and what is coming to me from Brampton when my father dies, which God defer. But by my uncle's death, the whole care and trouble of all, and settling of all, lies upon me, which is very great because of lawsuits, especially that with Thomas Trice about the interest of £200, which will, I hope, be ended soon. My chiefest thoughts is now to get a good wife for Tom, there being one offered by the Joyces, a cousin of theirs, worth £200 in ready money. I'm also upon writing a little treatise to present to the Duke about our privilege in the seas as to the other nations striking their flags to us. But my greatest trouble is that I have for this last half-year been a very great spendthrift in all manner of respects, that I am afeard to cast up my accounts, though I hope I am worth what I say above. But I will cast them up very shortly. I have newly taken a solemn oath about abstaining from plays and wine, which I am resolved to keep according to the letter of the oath, which I keep by me. The fleet hath been ready to sail for Portugal, but hath lacked wind this fortnight, and by that means my lord is forced to keep at sea all this winter till he brings home the Queen, which is the expectation of all now, and the greatest matter of public talk.